You know, Brittany, nothing gives me naked confidence like hitting the gym first thing in the morning. The rush, the endorphins, it just sets the tone for the entire day.
Ooh, I like that. Naked confidence.
Yeah.
It's all about the perfect playlist for me. The right music can uplift my mood instantly.
You know what a close second is for me?
What's that?
Not stinking. That's why I use Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. It's like a secret weapon against odor, powered by mandelic acid.
Yeah, you're odor-free for up to 72 hours. I love how Lumi tackles every odor concern with natural ingredients, and I appreciate its versatility. I've tried it everywhere, from pits to feet. It never disappoints. Plus, it's baking soda-free and pH balanced for safe use.
And the fact that it's clinically proven to block odor all day, well, that's a game changer.
Definitely. And with Lumi Starter Pack, new customers can get $5 off with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com. It's a great deal for a fresh start.
Don't miss out on feeling confident everywhere you go. Visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code TLC for a special discount.
That's LumiDeodorant.com. Cheers to confidence with Lumi.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Like, do you know what I'm about to say?
No.
Like, when I, like, walk to the bathroom. Oh,
yeah. Go ahead. Fuck it. I don't care. I just talked about having toilet paper in my fucking ass.
Listen, I don't think I have ever been more, in, like, secondhand embarrassed in my whole life.
It was the worst. We haven't talked about it. We have not talked about this.
You like pretended it didn't.
It's like 3.5 weeks later. We have not talked about this.
I honestly like just pretended it didn't happen.
You're listening to the Laughing Couple podcast with your hosts, Brittany and Ryan Ostafy. Join them weekly as they discuss topics such as relationships, kids, sex, parenting, all unfiltered and all with a healthy dose of laughter. Please welcome your hosts, Brittany and Ryan Ostafy.
What's that song? By the Hip. What? What's that song?
I don't know.
Sorry, because like, I thought, honestly, I was just thinking about our trips and I thought it was like, it's the trip of a century, but that's not the right words.
We are ahead on the century. Yeah, well, I don't know.
That's like a Green Day rendition.
No. Oh, speaking of rendition, we went to, this has nothing to do with the podcast. We went to Sean Desmond's concert before we left for our vacations.
Ahead by a century.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not trip.
A trip of a century. Yeah.
Well, I was like, this is perfect for our next podcast.
You got it. You got it. Anyways, we went to the Sean Desmond concert in the Kitchener-Waterloo area before we left for the vacations.
God, we have so much to talk about.
That we're going to talk about. Yeah, we have a lot to talk about when it comes to those. But can I just say, we do date nights and whatever, but a lot of the times that we do date nights, we go out with another couple. We have a good time. We do have a good time. So I don't want to take that away. But when we went to that concert, there was a moment in time where we had shifted over to the left side of the stage right, technically. And there was like an area of us for us to just talk. And I could hear you talking. And remember how we changed Sean Desmond's songs to sound like punk songs?
Yes. It was so
fucking
funny.
I was crying.
I was laughing so hard.
I could not stop laughing. And I was a designated driver. And I thought that shit was funny. Jake, have you ever taken a song and tried to change the genre? It's amazing.
Yeah. Like, okay, what was the song that we were doing for?
I have no clue. Sean Desmond? I honestly, couldn't tell you. It was over a month ago, but like, oh my God, it was so fun.
I know it was. Cause it really is like that TikTok that's like week one of listening to Blink-182 and then like week two. And then like you're just slowly mold into
I actually, while you keep talking, I have a voice note from that night from you.
Okay, hold on. But I was not the DD. Okay.
Brittany was not.
So I tried to reenact the like punk
whatever, and it did not translate to punk. It's so embarrassingly bad. But before you do that, I have to remember what the song was. Like, I'm trying to remember, was it Shook or was it like Electric? Do you have your voice notes also set to Shiver? Yeah, it was something. It was so funny. Like, the problem is I don't know enough Sean Desmond lyrics to heart to like actually translate it to the punk. But like, I actually don't think that you can keep that voice note, because it's not, if your phone isn't set to keep the voice notes, they'll disappear. Thank God, because it was so embarrassing.
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure I have it. No,
I don't think so. And you would have already found it, because we don't text that much far back.
We text a lot.
No, but what I'm saying is that you shouldn't have to go that far back. Sean Desmond. Let me just look this up. We're probably gonna have to cut this out. Okay. Songs. Oh, I know what it was.
On a night like this.
That one. Yeah. So, and I sounded like a British pop star, because you do it way better. You do the actual, the punk one way better. Do it.
No, now I'm going to sound exactly right like now. You.
No. It's a night like this. Yeah. On a night like this.
Yeah, but then when you got to raise the octave.
Yeah,
like
so
a,
you go.
Wah, 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 to that's what.
Go.
On a night like this. Yeah. A night like this. It's like a...
But I was like, on a night like this.
You became so British. It wasn't even funny.
It was so bad. You don't have it. It's fine.
I don't have it. Oh, anyways, it's such a shame.
That was really, really... That was a really fun night.
That was one of my favorite nights. That moment with you was one of my favorite moments with you.
Because we just looked at each other and we were crying laughing, because then we just did it for the rest of the song.
For the rest of the
night. And we were the only fools in there. Like,
it's too,
aware
it's
of
too
that.
Bad I don't have this voice note, because what so you ended up sounding like was, consider yourself at home, consider yourself part of the family. And I'm like, Brittany, this is not punk, just so
well,
you know.
Hold on, you played it for me in the morning.
It was terrible, which would mean that I have
yeah,
it still.
Yeah, that's bizarre. Anyways, we'll try to find it.
I'll find it before this is over.
We met a lot of local listeners, which was so fun. Like, we met so many people that night that were like, listen to your podcast. And I was like, I'm not sober. Don't judge me.
Please don't judge
Please
me.
Please, Dr. Ryan.
On my soberness.
I was doing my best. Okay, so let's start out with this.
Wait. Are you going to get into our trip?
I am.
Oh, no. I got something to tell you beforehand. I got two things to tell you.
Okay.
One is super embarrassing, and I never shared this with you. So we're going to talk about, on another podcast, we're going to talk about a cruise ship,
yes.
Right? But this is not about the cruise ship. This is primarily about Vegas.
Yes.
And the shit show that existed inside that space. But I do want to say this,
no
because
idea.
I forgot to tell you on the cruise ship. So when you're in a cruise ship, you're in a relatively small room, especially when you have four people, two kids, two adults. Even a big room seems like a small room when there's only one room. Anyways, on a cruise ship, it's way smaller. And I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I try to find opportunities to have sex with you all the time. And you find it wildly inappropriate to have sex when our kids are in the same room, which I get it. I totally get it. Like, I'm not suggesting.
No, hold on. I would never say it's wildly inappropriate. I'm just usually not in the mood to do that when the kids are sleeping right there and we both just went to sleep. Like, I'm not like, yeah, let's fucking go when they're just like sleeping like little angels.
So anyways, I
it
get
did
it.
It happen once.
I get
ish?
It. Yeah. Yeah, it happened.
Ish?
Yeah.
No, it happened.
Okay, it happened.
Yeah, it happened.
Anyways, the one night I wanted it to happen.
You were hammered.
Yeah, the one night I wanted it to happen and you were like, nah, not tonight. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Here's something that you may or may not know about cruise ships, which is like hotels in general. The toilet paper in cruise ships and the toilet paper in hotels suck.
Oh, like the ply.
They suck. They just suck. They rip your ass apart. After a whole week of using the same single ply toilet paper, your ass is shredded.
My ass is fine.
So anyways, because you're in shit the whole trip.
That's true.
Anyways, as someone who was able to manage my shitting on this trip, you had rejected me the night before. And I was like, whatever, it is what it is. Well, the next day I had a shower. And I'm not going to say I'm masturbating in the shower, because that's not what it was. Anyways, I'm cleaning, like, you know how men have showers? We wash our hair, we wash our shoulders, our armpits, our balls. And then we, like, I don't know about you, Jake, but like, we turn around and we like open up our butt cheeks, let the water kind of get the backside, right? That's what we do. Yeah.
Now I'm just picturing
He's just like, anyways.
You don't like physically scrub in there. You just let the water run down.
I do, but
let
I've known.
The yolk run down.
Listen, I've known myself well enough to know that you don't put your hands there first before letting the water go through. Like you always let the water go through.
Okay.
Take first pass at it, and then you go get her. So I do that. I let her fly, and I'm like, what was that? And then so I did the inspection. For some reason, thank God we didn't have sex that night, because I had a clump of toilet paper still in my ass the whole night.
No,
I'm like, how long has this been in there for? I don't know if like when I pulled, it just ripped and like my cheeks just clenched it. I had,
but also like I would never have seen it. I'm not like fucking around with your ass.
But could you imagine if it fell out or something? Like, let's say for instance you're going down on me, and then all of a sudden toilet paper falls out of my asshole.
Yeah,
I would have been.
What is this, a Blumpkin?
I would have been so embarrassed. I'm sitting here. I'm thinking like,
I'm sorry.
Maybe been like three times in my life I was grateful to not have sex. This is fucking seriously one of them. And I had to hold this in for the last 2 weeks to not tell you this.
I would have thought that you were like you were leaking. So you like didn't want your, like maybe you had like diarrhea. And so you like shoved it up there. So in case, yeah, like that's what I would be like, this is super weird.
For sure
like
you would have thought.
The one time you pissed all over yourself. No. I think we told that.
No.
Yeah, you went pee. And then we were about to be intimate. And then I was like, why are your boxers so wet? Why is your stomach so wet? And you were like, I guess I had more pee.
I pissed myself.
Oh, God. Anyways, that's amazing. Okay.
Well, listen, when you say, hey, Ryan, I'm in the mood, you send me a text message, say, Ryan, I'm in the mood. If I'm in the middle of the pee, I'm wrapping my pee up.
Yeah, sure.
So I did. And I just pissed myself. Like, but it is what it is. But anyways, here's my thing. I don't know what you would have thought, but what I know for certain is
you would have been super embarrassed.
Yeah, I don't know what I would have done with myself if like, oh, and there was a significant amount of toilet paper that fell out on my ass to the point where I'm like, this toilet paper sucks so much, I didn't even know it was in my ass.
I don't even know if I can talk about this because I don't want to fully embarrass.
Shout out to Claritin for sponsoring this episode and providing samples.
Hey, Britt, you remember that summer a while ago I told you that my allergies were really bothering me, suggested we leave the party, but you didn't take me seriously?
In my defense, it was nighttime and I didn't see your face. Fond memory, but why are you bringing this up?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I now have a secret little weapon called Claritin D.
So that's the magic pill that turns you from sneezy to breezy.
Yes. It's like my allergy superhero in a tiny little pill.
Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Designed for serious allergy sufferers like myself, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one little pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongests your nose so you can breathe better.
And it's not just any allergy pill, but a fast and powerful one. It starts working in as what, 30 minutes?
No more sneezing, marathons, or feeling like my head's about to be stuck in a balloon.
And everyone around you doesn't have to stand 5 feet away while you're talking.
So I don't sneeze on them?
Quick learner.
But fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away, as you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter.
If you want to say goodbye to nasal congestion, runny noses, itchy eyes, ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter and you don't even need a prescription.
Visit Claritin.com right now for a discount and start living Claritin clear today.
And remember, only use as directed.
Guys, have you tried the new wellness shots from Good Vibes Juice?
We have, and they're amazing. Perfect for boosting immunity and feeling great.
Good Vibes Juice makes all natural wellness shots with ingredients that support your immune system.
And they honestly taste good. Plus, they're great to have before you feel sick or even to help you recover faster.
It's like having granny's homemade remedy, but conveniently pre-made.
They have three different shots to choose from: Sick Day, Get Well, and Turmeric Daily. The Sick Day shot has echinacea and ginger, known for fighting off colds and boosting immunity.
The Get Well shots feature elderberry, a superfood ingredient that helps increase immunity, and the Turmeric Daily has turmeric and chamomile. My personal favorite is the Turmeric Daily. It has turmeric and chamomile, which for me, having recently turned 40, is great for anti-inflammatory and calming properties.
What's great is that these shots are all natural with no preservatives or additives. You can take them as a shot or mix them with hot water for a soothing tea.
And here's the best part. Visit goodvibes.juice.com and use promo code TLC to get free shipping and 20% off your first order.
That's www.goodvibesjuice.com with promo code TLC. Let's boost our immunity and feel great with Good Vibes Juice.
Curse you.
Oh,
Like, do you know what I'm about to say?
No.
Like when I like walked to the bathroom. The
Go ahead. Fuck it. I don't care. I just talked about having toilet paper in my fucking ass. Listen,
I don't think I have ever been more in, like, secondhand embarrassed in my whole life.
It was the worst. We haven't talked about it. We have not talked about this.
You like pretended it didn't.
It's like 3.5 weeks later. We have not talked about this.
I honestly like just pretended it didn't happen. Because it was so weird. Okay, it's not weird though, because it's normal. It just like it was like what happened. Okay. So
I didn't forget about this.
I was downstairs and I don't know. The kids were home, okay? And we were trying to leave. We were going somewhere, okay? And you were like, I have to have a shower. I'm like, can you please go do that? Like, I'm like packing up everything for the kids. And it's been long enough that he would have already been showered and changed. So
that's
I go
not
up.
True.
Yes, it was. That's why I went upstairs and was going to be like, what the fuck are you, like, what are you doing? So I go, I go upstairs. And I go in our bedroom and I'm like, oh, maybe he's taking a poo after his shower. So then I go and I open the bathroom door and he's sitting on the toilet. Completely naked. Yeah. And I'm like, what are you doing? And you were like, I'm masturbating. I said, oh. Okay. And then I slowly closed the door and like let him in. I'm sweating right now. Cause you had the, whatever's that, what's that thing called?
The pow
or whatever. Cause when I opened it, you were like so embarrassed that you like tried to hide it in between your legs. Like after you finished peeing. And I was like, what are you doing? And right when I asked, I was like, I know what he's doing.
I wish you wouldn't have asked.
And then.
Cause I don't know how I answered that. I was just very truthful. I'm like, I'm masturbating.
And then you're like, hold on. And then you're like, can you like leave me alone?
Yeah. Fuck. You know, I'll tell you.
Oh my God. I can't, listen, I love you so much, but you. I could feel your embarrassment, which made me so embarrassed. And then you just came down and we literally pretended that it never happened. And I was like, I wonder when we're going to talk about this.
Now, apparently, now's the moment.
I'm so sorry. You could have said no.
I will say sometimes, God, and all the male listeners who are here today, you will attest to this. Sometimes when you decide that you're going to have a shower and you're naked and you look down, you're like, I think I have enough time.
There's my dick.
Oh yeah, there's my dick. I'm naked. I think I have enough time to get one out. And so.
Is that what you think?
And so you just, sometimes you just do. All
right.
And I went into the bathroom. I closed the door, which is, it should be a sign for all people when the shower door closes.
That is like,
get away
from
me.
Maybe you're shitting. That is usually
either
what
way.
You do.
Like a knock is appropriate. Like a knock is appropriate
just,
when
like,
the door's closed.
I was expecting like to just grab.
The best part about this
go.
Is our door in our bathroom is not a door. It's a sliding door. It slides. So you slid it open as I have the pow on my pow. And I'm just staring at you. How do I hide this big, gigantic black pow?
Yeah. Well, I think the worst part was because it was a slider, it was like a...
Yeah, okay.
And you're just like, can you leave me alone?
Anyway,
it was super funny and embarrassing.
I forgot about that.
I'm so glad we talked about that.
I forgot about that. Oh, my God. Can I have one additional conversation?
We're never going to get to Vegas.
No, we will. There's a lot of stuff to talk about in Vegas, but we got enough time.
It's halfway through the episode.
So have you ever thought that somebody was thinking something and simultaneously they thought you were thinking something and neither of you wanted the outcome that was happening, but you just thought the other person wanted the outcome, so you continued doing it?
Can you give me an example?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what you're saying.
There's a metaphor, not a metaphor. There's the story of a man who makes bread for his wife every night. And he cuts it into like slices and he always gives her the middle slices and he always takes the end slices. And they do this for years and years and years and years and years. And all the man wanted was for the wife to ask, hey, can you give me the middle slices and I'll take the end slices? Because the end slices were like the shitty part of the bread. But he never asked, he never said anything. And the wife always ate the middle slices. Well, years go by and the man finally says, you know what? She's never going to ask if I want the middle slices. I'm just going to take the middle slices. So he takes the middle slices and they sit down and the wife starts crying. And he says, why are you crying? She says, this whole time, all I've ever wanted was the end slices and you've always taken them.
She's a weirdo. The end slices suck.
And the whole time he thought
that's untrue.
He wanted the middle. It's a story. The idea is that both parties think that the other person wants something else and they go their whole lives doing this. Well, this happened on the weekend and this is Father of the Year 101, Ryan Ostafy. So we have this swing in our bedroom, in our kids' bedrooms, in our bedroom. We have a sex swing. I'm kidding. We don't. We should though. We have these swings. Oh, you're talking about- we have these swings in our kids' bedrooms and they're awesome swings. And often they're used for like emotions,
sensory anxiety.
So it's this like
little pod.
It's like a pod and you get into it and it wraps you up. It's like those weighted blankets. Yeah. It's supposed to calm them down. Not that our kids need to be calmed down. Our kids actually use them as like Cirque du Soleil things. Anyways, Cooper was in it. Riley was gone. And so I was entertaining Cooper and I swing him back and forth and he hits his beanbag and he loves it. Well, then he asked me to start spinning him. So I start spinning him and it's like it's a swing. So it spins one way and it gets to the top and then it spins the other way. And so we're doing like, he came in like a wrecking ball and I'm throwing him up against this. He's laughing, loving life. And every once in a while I'd spin it and I'd let him hit me in the head with it. And he'd think it was hilarious. Well, after a serious amount of times of me spinning him one way, followed by spinning him the other way, I'm like, this is a long time of spinning a kid. I'm like, Cooper, are you okay? And I hear, yeah, daddy, I'm okay. I'm like, okay, so I'll keep doing this, right? And so little time goes by again. I'm like, Coop, are you sure you're okay? And he sticks his little thumb out and is like, yep, I'm okay, Dad. I'm like, wow, like I would be not feeling good right now. Well, unbeknownst to me, he had hit his foot on the wall. Mm-hmm. And when I was asking him if he was okay, he was referring to his foot not hurting him.
Yeah, not, like I'm okay.
Not the idea of him being like
nauseous
or spinning. And so I'm doing this for a little while. And then finally he pokes his little teeny head out and he says, Dad, is it okay if we stop now? And I'm like, yeah, of course we can stop. He's like, okay. So he gets out and I'm thinking, maybe he's going to be dizzy. Not dizzy. Nope. Nothing. He's like, where's mom? So I'm like, oh, she's in Riley's room. So he goes to our bedroom and I'm like, no, Coop, she's in mom's room. So he walks over to Riley's room. So he walks over to Riley's room and he lays on the bed and puts his head down. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at him like, something seems off about him.
I'm like, you okay, buddy? Silent, not talking.
Gets up. Walks around.
We both follow him.
Follow him to the bathroom. Kindly lifts the bathroom, the toilet up. Pukes everywhere.
Like
fucking pukes.
Honestly, like 10 times he threw up just everywhere. Violently. And then he's like, I'm good. And then Ryan was like, babe, are you feeling sick? He was like, from the swing.
Yeah, I was just dizzy.
But he didn't want to say like, no, Dad, because he thought that you were enjoying it so much.
He thought I was having fun.
So
I thought he was having fun. I didn't want to stop. Because he's having fun and he didn't want to stop because he thought I was having fun. The whole time I'm sitting here as an adult thinking, how long can this go on for without him puking?
So he just waited.
Turns out about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 10 minutes. So he just waited in that swing.
So sad.
Dizzy as shit, trying not to offend me or hurt my feelings or stop me from doing things.
Should have just asked for the middle bread.
I felt so bad for him because he's just being such a kind little kid and I made him throw up. I made my kid throw up, violently throw up.
All right. Let's go. Let's go.
It's Vegas, baby.
It's Vegas. We have so much that happened on this trip. It is, you're not going to believe half of the shit that happened on this trip.
I don't believe
honestly,
what happened on this trip.
From the beginning to the end, we were like, it was one of those trips where we're like, are you kidding me? Like, seriously? I don't even know where, like, let's start from the beginning, I guess.
So we show up at Pearson International. And for those of you who don't know, Pearson International is, I believe, rated the worst large airport in North America.
Yeah,
and it's in Toronto.
Yeah.
Toronto for our Toronto friends and Toronto for our American friends. Yeah. It's the worst. It's the pits.
It is.
And so we've got this early morning flight. We want to land in Vegas around noon. We want to get prepared for this event that we're having. And so we've got Jake there. We've got Emmett there. Brittany and I are there. Jake and Emmett were there on time. Brittany and I were a little late. Yeah. Brittany and I were a little late, and I'm going to say this is hilarious, but it is what it is. I said to Brittany, can we leave in the next 5 minutes? And you're like, yeah, 5 minutes. I'm like, we don't have to leave in 5 minutes, but it would be ideal if we left in 5 minutes. She's like, yeah, no problem. 25 minutes later, we left, and that's part and parcel
What's
to why
hilarious
we were
about
not
this
on time.
Is that I asked Ryan, I said, how early can we show up? And you can attest this. I am a psycho. I want to be there early. And you're like, no, that's too much time. We don't need to be there that early. And you said, the gate doesn't even open. They're not even there until 5, which was incorrect.
Yeah, 3:30.
They're open at 3:30. And yeah. I was like, yeah, basically, let's not go to sleep. So don't blame
Anyways,
me.
I was wrong. So we get there. We get there and we are brought to this line. Now we're going through Air Canada. So we're waiting in this line, Air Canada, finally get to this guy. And he says, yes, you're with Air Canada, but you're actually being serviced by United. You got to go over to United. Mm-hmm. Well, we had already scanned our cards. And so when we went over to United, there was whatever, it didn't work. We had to wait in this other line and we wait in this other line. And we wait in this other line. And we wait in this other line. We get to the end of this line. And before we can go see the girl at the kiosk, we have that woman erupt.
Okay, but we just need to note also, we had given ourselves just over 2 hours before our flight was boarding. And so like a decent amount of time, especially that early in the morning, because there's not many people. But that time, that duration that we were waiting in the wrong line and people told us to go here, blah, 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 was about a half an hour. So now we are 90 minutes from our flight.
Within 90 minutes. If you don't know this, international flights, Canada, the United States, United States to Canada, if you arrive within 90 minutes of your flight, they won't give you a ticket.
Because they think that you potentially won't get through security in time to get onto your flight. So they close the gate.
And the bags. Yeah. And the bags. Trying to get the bags from there to the actual plane. There's just not enough time to taxi them all over. I didn't know this.
No,
maybe that's common sense. But anyways, we were not late. Now we are late. But before we were late, can we just have a 5 seconds to talk about what occurred?
100%. So we are in this line about to be directed on what to do next. Right before we're about to get up to our time to see the kiosk girl, there is a family ahead of us. And then there is a single tween. I would say she's probably like 11 or 12 maybe. And she's standing off to the side by the kiosk. She is very timid. She's not speaking. We don't really know where her parents are, whatever. All of a sudden, the family in front of us goes to approach the kiosk as the girl from...
They were asked to.
Yeah, they were like, come ahead, like next. She is abruptly cut off by this woman.
Pushed.
Like literally gets up. This woman, I cannot believe how she acts. She literally gets up to this person in her face and she's like, you're not next. She's like, my daughter is waiting in line. Like back up, like you're not next. These people didn't say anything. I honestly don't know if they understood, but they were just like, okay, like it was super awkward. So then they kind of back up and then the kiosk woman...
Her name was Renee.
Renee,
she's an angel.
We'll tell you about that after. Renee hears this interaction and she says, excuse me, like they are next. What are you like? Why are you speaking
on
our behalf?
How can I help
you? What are you doing? And this woman turns around and she fucking loses her mind.
She says, it's none of your fucking business.
And then Renee's like, bitch, try again. She was like, actually, it is my business and you don't speak to me that way and you're not going to get on your damn flight if you're going to treat the employees that way. And then this woman's like, you don't fucking own United Airlines. Like, you don't mean shit. And just loses it. Renee at this point is like, she's ready. She's like, all right. She tells everybody in the kiosk. She's like, everyone, this woman, she's not getting on the plane. Like, I don't care. We're not serving her. And so now this woman is like raging. She goes back over to the line that she was in. This poor girl who is her daughter or somebody is bawling. She's just silently crying. And it was so sad. Somebody who was in the party with this raging person was like, why is this girl crying? And then Renee is like, I don't know. Why don't you ask her mother? And it was just like such a drama filled space. And she's like, her mother was losing her mind. She's not getting on the damn plane. Anyways, they moved out of the way and we're about to approach knowing that we're probably not going to get on this flight. I felt so bad. I was so nervous.
I looked at Jake and I looked at Emmett and I said, guys, I'm going to shower this woman with as much kindness as I can possibly do and see where this thing goes.
Your friend's like, do you want me to go down on you?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that, but I'm not going to lie. I would have.
Anyway, we were so nice to her and we were like, man, like you deserve a raise. That's so shitty. And she was super pleasant. So then she says,
this is when we find out.
Sorry, guys.
This is when we find out.
You ain't getting on the flight. And we were like, what do you mean we're not getting in a fight? So she goes through everything and then we're like, fuck. So we kind of accept our fate. You were in great spirits, surprisingly.
Thanks.
And it was because of Jake and Emmett. If it was just you and me, you would have been like, fuck. You'd have been so mad. I was so grateful for you guys. Like so grateful. Anyways.
I don't know if I like that, but okay.
Because it's true. So Anyway,
maybe so.
You were like, it is what it is. It's fine. So Renee basically says, like, we can get you on the next flight. We weren't going to arrive in Vegas until later that day. And it was fine. It's shitty, but like, it is what it is. Then at the last minute, she's like, hold on, let me try something. So she calls down to the gate. She says, hey, RJ, I got these people here. They're really great. Like, they want to come. She explains our situation and says that basically it wasn't our fault because the person told us to get into the wrong line, yada, yada, yada. He's like, no worries. We'll hold the gate for them. So this RJ waited for us and we got all of our shit. Keep in mind, we had like the ether of equipment in our bags for all of the media. So we had so much shit that we had to go through to get on the plane. And there was, I didn't even realize this, there's like odd shaped bags or overshaped bag luggage that you need to go to like a separate place for. We were like, oh my God. Anyway, long story short, we fucking home aloned it in the airport after we checked everything, fucking running and dodging. Just remember this.
Jake's like, I'm just walking. So we they'll wait.
We finally get to the gate and, Was this a connecting flight or was the 11?
This is a connecting flight. Leave
okay,
it alone.
Okay, whatever. Fast forward. We have another connecting flight. We're at the airport. We've got more than enough time, but we're still a bit frantic.
I'm holding everyone's tickets. I got like 8 tickets in my hand here.
Jake and Emmett get through the gate. Then I get through the gate. And then the girl goes to Ryan, like, next. And she was having none of it.
She was not happy.
She was not happy. She was pissed off. And so she tries to take Ryan's ticket. And then Ryan literally drops everything. It's all over the floor.
She grabbed my ticket in a way that made my tickets go everywhere.
So Ryan then is bent over trying to like gather all of his stuff up. People are walking around. She goes, she bends down to him. Okay. She has to lower herself and she's like, sir, you don't have a seat. And it was so condescending. It was so mean. And then Ryan looks up at her and he's like, and his voice cracks and he goes, I do. I'm 11B.
I'm 11B. I have a seat.
And he's trying to get all of his shit. And all of us, I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard. And we left. We were like, we didn't leave, but we were like in the gate. And then Ryan comes up as soon as you came up after. I swear I peed a little bit because it was just so funny. And she was so rude to you as she grabbed your ticket. You're scrambling. And then she's like, next. And people are walking over top of you to get to the gate. I'm like,
because she's making them. She's like, next. I'm like, I have a seat. I promise. It's 11B.
I'm 11B.
Anyways, we get there. We get to Vegas. We had our carry-on. Funny. You had our carry-on. I had a carry-on. Jake had his carry-on. Emmett had his carry-on. But then we had all the equipment. Everything that we carried on, we had.
Yeah.
Everything that we didn't carry on,
we didn't.
We didn't have.
They flew it to Chicago.
We flew to Vegas and our, what would you say, Jake? $60,000-$70,000 worth of total equipment.
Oh my God.
Was in Chicago.
Chicago. They were like, they don't need it.
Yeah, you don't need this tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. to start shooting.
We were like, we showed up. We're like, yeah, we're just going to start filming on our iPhone 14. Yeah.
We're like, hey, Jake, you've got one of those Apple AirPods, right? Yeah. He's like, yeah, let's see where it is. It says it's in Chicago.
Oh my God. It was such an ordeal. Such an ordeal.
Anyways, it was bad. It was getting there was bad. We ended up getting all of the equipment 11:30-ish the next day.
Yeah.
And we thought to ourselves, you know what? This is...
Our TV
didn't show up. Our stand didn't show up in this booth. So we are a media company with thousands of dollars worth of equipment. No booth, no setup, no TV, no monitors.
Do you guys want to work with us?
We are professionals. We are totally professionals. And we were invited here today because we're professionals. Anyways, so we say to ourselves, you know what, guys, this just can't be any worse. It can't be any worse. So let's just enjoy it. Enjoy it while it is, while it lasts, because this is as bad as it gets. And we all kind of laughed at it, had a good time. Well, fuck me.
Yeah.
We had to leave. Mm-hmm. And flying there is only half the battle, like G.I. Joe says. The other half comes when you got to go home.
Right.
And let me tell you, the way there was a cakewalk. Mm-hmm. The way back, not so much.
Hold on.
I'm surprised we're still married.
Yeah, fuck. Before we get to that, we can't talk too much about we can, but like it is what it is. So we were there to film the Altitude Show, which is like the biggest sex conference.
Lingerie.
No.
Well, it is the biggest sex lingerie conference.
And toys.
And toys are also included. But
there was so many booths with toys. Anyways, like sexual wellness, like it wasn't a sex show. But anyways, we were there filming it and we did a whole bunch of interviews. It was like very informative. And because we also have launched TEM recently, like it was a really good space to be in. Keep in mind, we're new to that space. So you guys had filmed last year, but to me, I was like, they were like, be prepared. Like there's a lot to see. And I was like, I'm fine. Like, this is totally fine. I will say this is a funny conversation for me just because I felt like I was so awkward. I went over to one of the booths and I was introduced by a mutual friend to this person. She didn't know that I was from the media company. Like, she didn't know that I was there filming her, right? So and you guys, like Jake and Emmett, weren't around. It was just Aaron introducing me. So I was like, hi. She's like, this is Brittany. And so this woman, I think, thought that I was a buyer, right? Which is fine. Like, there are people there that who are buyers. So then she starts to talk to me about these products, and the particular booth had what they like to call creature cocks. Yes, you heard that right. They are dildo cocks of creatures. I didn't know that these existed, but it does make sense because there's a whole side of TikTok that is into like monster porn. So I was like, it adds up. Anyways, so she starts telling me about these creature cocks and she's showing me all of these like tentacle cocks. And I am so awkward, but I'm like trying to be respectful. And I'm like, yes, I love that.
You weren't trying to be, you were respectful.
I was, but yeah. I was also like, I didn't have the heart to be like, I'm not a buyer, right? Like, I'm over here, like in this space. She was just so informative. And then she showed me the eggs.
Yeah, which is cool.
So you have the creature dildo situation happening. And then they have these eggs that have, that you put inside you and then they disintegrate and then you can birth out the monster.
So you have sex with the monster dick, then you implant an egg, the egg dissolves and then a monster comes out and you essentially gave birth to a monster.
I honestly was like, I was like, wow.
This is huge, by the way. This is a massive, massive, massive industry.
I could not.
News to you, news to me. New to you, new to me, but massive. It's huge.
Honestly, I was just like, I think that it was brilliant to be able to cater to people because, again, launching TEM, there's no taboo. Like, that's what our whole thing is. We don't want to say that this is taboo because we want to be an inclusive brand.
However, are an inclusive brand.
Okay, I'm saying we are an inclusive brand, but I'm saying this is still new. I didn't. It's like you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And I just was like stunned. I was like, wow. And I just feel like there are so many things that we are being exposed to and open to that I'm literally like, I didn't even know that was a thing. And I feel like I'm learning like a new subject in university. Like, I'm just like, wow.
Yeah, there's a lot to it.
This woman, she was just so sweet. She was like, so like any other questions like about the eggs? And I was like, I think I got it.
I'm good. So okay. Let's move forward to the end of this trip, because the end of this trip, I swear to God, some say it's unbelievable. I say it's hard to believe. It's just, it doesn't even make any sense. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Unbelievable. Just
some hard say to believe. It's unbelievable. I just say it's hard to believe.
Hard to believe. Yep. They feel the same, but they're different.
It couldn't have gotten worse than it did. Well, it could have gotten worse.
But here's what we've learned about Vegas, about ourselves. The red eye is the way to go. And the reason the red eye is the way to go, as long as you have a place to store your luggage during the day, the red eye is the way to go. Why? Because you can do like a 7 o'clock show, go out for dinner, enjoy yourself, grab your bags, hit the airport, and then you're falling asleep during your flight. You get home at 6 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. You start your day, and that 3-hour time zone difference from Pacific time to Eastern Standard Time, it just doesn't affect you as much. Are you tired? Yes. But by the end of the Eastern Standard Time work day and you go to bed, you're actually tired. So boom, you're right back in Eastern Standard Time. That's how we like to do things. Here's the problem with the red eye, which we didn't know. If your red eye flight is canceled, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You are fucked. We found out that our flight was canceled at 10:30 p.m.
So after two delays.
We knew it was delayed, so we weren't rushing to get to the airport, but we were getting our bags, we were getting ready to go before finally we found out that our flight was delayed, literally as we were walking to get our bags to leave the hotel. The problem with 10:30 is, believe it or not, in Vegas, when you pick up the phone and call concierge to another hotel, they don't work past that time.
They're concierge closed from 12 to 7.
Concierge is only available for guests. So you come down, you talk to concierge. But if I pick up the phone to call a reservation, no bueno. Now, if you've ever been to Niagara Falls, if you've ever been to Vegas, you will know that right across the street from your hotel is another hotel. But that hotel is about 20 blocks long.
It's so big.
And to get there takes you about 20 minutes to walk there. So imagine we can't pick up the phone. We can't call. So we look across. We go to our concierge at the Paris Hotel. They don't have any rooms left. We said, okay. So we go online and we see, oh, Caesars has.
No, before we did that, we tried to go to Planet Hollywood and we couldn't cross the street because they were filming Venom 3.
Oh, yeah. So we had to wait
everything,
there.
We waited there. They blocked us off as part of like the crowd. They're like, you can't cross. And we're like, we're so tired.
I'm like, where's Tom Hardy?
We gave up. They were like, we were like, we can't go this way.
So I'm online and I look and I see that Caesars has rooms available. Well, Caesars is across the street from Paris, but again, quite the walk, and we've got all of our luggage. So we're toting this luggage. Now you've got to cross the street to do this, but to get across the street, you've got to literally go over a bridge, and they have these escalators that go up the bridge. Well, believe it or not, they're fucking broken. The escalators are broken. So I'm carrying our luggage up these stairs, going up and down this bridge. We get to Caesars finally. It literally took us 25 minutes to walk there. We get there. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. Go to the front desk. And the girl looks at us. I tell her the whole story. It's a sob story. She could tell that we're like, we're not good.
Yeah.
And so she looks at her manager. The manager's like, yeah, we got a room. We'll give them the room. But because they're here now, we got to give them full price. So full price, what was it? Like, I don't even remember. It was like $200 for the,
yeah,
for the
like,
night.
It was like, yeah, it was
they
like
have room. They have rooms for $49 online. But because we're showing up at the desk, it was $200 per room. We needed two rooms because Jake and Emmett. Right. So we're like, yeah, book it. No problem. So we're waiting there. All of a sudden the girl goes to the back.
She says, okay. She puts everything into the computer.
Yeah.
At this point, I took a breath. I was like, thank fucking God. And she's like, okay, perfect. And then all of a sudden just leaves. She leaves the kiosk. We're like, oh, I'm thinking, oh, maybe she's printing out. I don't know what.
So much more to this story. So we just got to wrap this part up. She comes back and they don't have a room. They don't have a fucking room.
Shut up.
They don't have a fucking room. The girl says, I'm really sorry. I don't know why this girl told you we had a room. We don't have any rooms. You can't stay here.
It was sketchy as fuck.
We had just picked up the phone, called Jake and Emmett and said, get an Uber here. We've got a room. We're good to go. So we don't have a room. So I'm now on the phone. I'm calling. I said, fuck it. We're not going to go to any of these big hotels. Let's just call like Super 8s and Howard Johnson's of the world because that's where we're going to get in. Pick up the phone, have this wonderful conversation with this guy. He's super, super helpful. Yep, we got your room. I said, okay, we're going to be there in 20 minutes. I tell Jake and Emmett, go meet us there. They take an Uber. We take an Uber. We get to this place. What fucking happens?
Oh, I'm allowed to talk?
Yeah. Yes, you're allowed to talk.
We get there and she says, you don't have a reservation. And we were like, I thought it was a joke. I said, what do you mean? First of all, she wouldn't let us in because I was like, hi, we're here for the reservation. Ostafi. She's like, well, no, you're not. I'm here the whole night and we've been booked since 8 p.m. And I said, absolutely, you have not been. This is incorrect. And so she lets us in and she says, you've been booked in, but you can't check in till 4 p.m. that day because technically it was the next day. So the dude online booked us for the 28th or whatever it was, but he didn't book us to check in immediately, like because the earliest check-in is 4 p.m., which is so fucking shady because you did say
I'm gonna be there in 20 minutes
like no problem. We're stranded. He was like, got it.
So they charge us $400 something US for this room that we never had, and because we got there within 24 hours of the booking, they wouldn't reimburse us for it, so we had to cancel it. And whatever. So I end up getting on the phone, and I'm on the phone in this hallway for what, an hour, trying to get us another room. I finally get us on another room. It's 30 minutes from downtown Vegas. So we have to take $100 USD. I keep saying USD because for those of you who are listening in the United States, our dollar is worth $1.35 to yours. So USD is a big difference. So we take this Uber, we get to this location, we arrive at 4 a.m. and we have to leave at 7 a.m. That's right, we have 3 hours to sleep.
Mm-mm.
What?
Mm-mm.
What?
We didn't have to leave at 7 a.m.
Didn't we leave at 7 a.m.?
No, we left at 10. Our flight was at 1.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, still shit.
Still shit. Okay. And there's something really important to notice at this point in time. So our flight was canceled. So the airline canceled our flights and they give us a chance to get onto the next flight. Well, this is Wednesday night. The next flight that they give us opportunity wise
is
Friday night.
Right.
The red eye to land Saturday morning. It's important to know that because we have a 6 a.m. flight to Florida on Friday, meaning that's not an option for us. So we go online and we see that this airline has a flight at 2 p.m. the next day.
The same airline. Flair.
So I'm talking to the person. I'm like, well, why can't I just get on the 2 o'clock flight? They said, well, we can put in a request for you to do that, but we can't guarantee that you'll do that. I said, but I can order these tickets online right now. They said, well, order those tickets online right now, guarantee your seats, and then we'll put in the request. And if we get it, you get it. And if you don't, you don't. I said, well, when will I know whether or not I get it? They said, about 5 to 6 hours from now. I'm like, well, okay, that's not an option. So we buy these tickets.
We cancel the other flight.
We don't cancel the other flight.
We didn't?
We did not cancel the other flight because I didn't want
to
risk it.
We canceled the request to put us on the Friday night
Correct.
Flight.
And yes. We put in a request to get onto the Wednesday night flight. The one-way flight went from a $400 flight to a $4,200 flight back. Yeah. $4,200. So we put it in, we submit it, we get there, we go to the hotel, we sleep for like 3 or 4 hours, we get on another Uber, we have to come back to the airport, we get back to the airport, we're waiting in the line in the kiosk, our flight gets delayed. Our flight gets delayed, so the kiosk people in our airport don't have to arrive. So we sit there at the kiosk for over an hour waiting for them to arrive. They arrive, turns out we're on the flight twice. The original flight, they ended up giving us those seats and then we paid for the other seats. Mm-hmm. So the same seats, both times. So I say to the girl at the front, I said, well, there's not two of me. There's not two of my wife. There's not two of Jake. There's not two of Emmett. Can you cancel the flight that costs us $4,200? She said, I can't cancel the flight that costs you $4,200 because you're here. And because the flight's about to take off in the next 3 hours, you cannot cancel that flight without paying for the flight. So here's what I'm going to recommend. I'm going to put in these notes and you'll be fine. Once you fly home, just call back and they'll reimburse you for those flights.
Nope. Negative.
Nope. That's not true.
They were like, no, we're charging you double.
Yeah. Not true. So
anyways, we basically spent a week trying to get our money back from Flair.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. Is there anything else I'm missing? Because I feel like there was a lot of things that happened in that. It was just compounded after compounded.
Oh, there was a guy who vaped in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
And on the plane.
On the plane.
And I thought there was a bomb. Like, I had no idea what was happening. All of the stewardess and like the flight attendants were like freaking out. And then the captain came over the PA and like made some like vague ominous message that said like, you will be charged, you will be arrested, it is a federal offense to blah blah blah, but it was like captain speak, like you'll be arrested at federal, and we were like, what the fuck's happening? Yeah. So then the guy comes over, the flight attendant comes over as he like walks this guy back from the bathroom,
they break into the bathroom,
walks him back to his seat and starts like interrogating him about what we now figured out was a vape. He was vaping in the bathroom. He's like, you don't give a shit about anybody else on this plane, you could have like blown up the plane, blah, blah. The guy says nothing. He's just staring straight, doesn't admit. He's pleading the fifth.
This guy's been here before.
By the way, he's literally a seat ahead of us.
Yep.
So we are clearly eavesdropping. And I'm like, what the fuck else? What else is going to happen today? It was wild.
So they had to escort him off the plane. Fortunately, they didn't stop the plane because they could very easily have said, okay, we're detouring this plane and we would never have gotten home. Like, I didn't even think about that till it was all said and done. But it's like, could there be any more to this?
They didn't even arrest him because we saw his wife or his girlfriend after when we were all walking to our bags.
No, the police interrogated him.
He did, but they didn't.
They let him go.
They found, because I guess they couldn't actually press charges because they found the vape, but he didn't admit to having it, even though when they opened the door, all the smoke came out.
Didn't know this. So because he wasn't in possession of the vape, even though he left the room and it was vaping out of the room and smelt like vape, because he didn't have it in his possession, and when they found it in the toilet, they could never prove that it was in his pocket to begin with, they let him go.
Like, I know.
I'm sitting here thinking, man, this guy has been here before.
100%.
He knew what he was doing. He lawyered up before there was even a lawyer. Yeah. No, that's not mine.
It was embarrassing. Anyways, love traveling. Can't wait to be home. Next episode will be all about the cruise, and we got some stories.
Can I just say, like, we talked about this on the way there. The flight used to be part of your vacation. Mm-hmm. It used to be part of it. Now it's how you get there. And it's not good. What?
I'm just thinking about every single time I always say I try to close it and you're like, actually, fuck you. Let me just say one final word. Like, this happens every single week. But go on.
Peace out. A-Town. Boop, 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 boop. Austin.
cause it's hard for my soul.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.